For WLRN News and Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack. Kenneth Klein is intimately familiar with the pain of getting a surprisingly large medical bill.
I had a situation at an emergency room where the facility, the hospital, was in network. The emergency room doctor was out of network, unaffiliated with my insurance company. So the hospital bill was covered, so to speak, but the bill I got from the emergency room physician was for $1,800.
If the physician had been on his health plan, Klein says, it would have cost only $200.
At first, I had no idea what was going on, and I thought, well, I'm covered. I have insurance, so this must be correct. And then I started questioning it, made some phone calls back and forth with the insurance company, and eventually the doctors ended up accepting the $200 from the insurance company and writing off the $1,600.
Medical debt is one of the leading causes of bankruptcy in the United States. As Klein discovered, having health insurance is no guarantee against being swamped by bills after an emergency or a big procedure. Klein is a former attorney, and after negotiating down his own health care bills and helping some friends and neighbors with theirs, he realized there was a market for this sort of work. He opened a business, Human Health Advocates in Palm Beach County, and now he works with clients to negotiate charges and resolve insurance disputes. Klein sat down and talked to me about how he does it, starting with a medical coding specialist to analyze the bills.
We did find $125 for one Tylenol, and that will be my first line of attack is, this bill is incorrect. It's $40,000. It should be $25,000. But what she will also do is come up with the Medicare rate that that particular hospital would accept for those particular procedures in that particular month.
And this is interesting because the Medicare rate is relatively transparent in the pricing process.
Absolutely. And because of that, frankly, it's one of the easiest to use in terms of negotiating. Sometimes what one can do in negotiating is go to the other side of the hospital, a different floor. It's usually called patient access, and say, hi, these are the procedures I need. I need a complete blood count, blood test, and I need an MRI of the brain and whatever else. What will the cost be? They'll give you a list of the costs, and then you send those back to the billing people at the hospital and say, hello guys, this is what you charge patient A. Why are you trying to charge me, patient B, four times as much?
What are some of the patterns that you see among clients who end up with these overwhelming bills?
From my experience, the first thing that they have in common is an overwhelming sense of frustration. But most of the people that I represent, the genesis of it is not understanding the insurance. What's my deductible in network and out of network? I have a client, wonderful person, went and was told by the office manager that there was a $2,000 deductible. Well, that's great, except what she told her was her in-network deductible, but not the fact that the doctor was out of network and her deductible was $10,000.
What are some of the options for a patient after the fact when they get a bill that they weren't expecting?
Those situations become more difficult. But in terms of what they can do, if they're uninsured, you go negotiate, period. If they are insured, you go to the doctors first. Somehow you get yourself past the billing people and you say, this is all I can do. Many times they will be willing to come to a compromise.
That was Kenneth Klein of Human Health Advocates. You can find more of his advice at our website. We're also interested in hearing what you paid for your healthcare, especially your colonoscopy. It's part of our Price Check project. You can share your prices and find out what other people paid at wlrn.org/pricecheck. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack. This is WLRN News.